This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show a couple of months ago. I'm talking about no other than Resigreen Group International. They trade on the OTC markets. You can look them up under the ticker symbol RGGI. And with us today is the CEO and the president, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. Parsh Patel. Parsh, welcome back to the show.
Hey, thank you very much for talking to me.
You know, since the last time you've been on the show, we've had thousands and thousands of new listeners. So before we get started with the Q&A, give us just a little bit of a history, a backstory, who you guys are and what you do.
Sure. Resigreen Group specializes in material handling system, basically building AMRs or automated guided vehicles, automated mobile robots. Our specialty is in being able to move smaller payloads up to, say, 1,000 kilograms, starting from maybe about a couple hundred pounds to about 1,000 kilograms to be able to move it either by tape guidance or by natural guidance or by other LiDAR-based guidance. So guidance is core to what we do. And the payload is what actually defines the domain in which we operate. You know, we're not into building machinery that, moves, 2 and 3 and 4 tons. We do all the way up to, say 1 pound to, couple thousand kilograms, and that's about it. So we have vehicles that we have built, engineered over the last few years at different customers. This time around, we've been doing it for RGGI, and RGGI now is already beta testing something called Wanda SA, which is 250-pound payload that goes from point A to B. We just finished off the work last week on another vehicle called Pool Buddy that is about a 1,000 kilogram payload, and then we're working on another one that is called Atlas, which is about 2,000 kilograms. So that's where we are at. We reside in industrial revolution, or whatever you want to call it, 4.0, and take a whole bunch of technologies and go ahead and get them to work. These technologies are not brand new. They're proven in the past, but we just get up, assemble it together in such a way that you can, launch a product pretty fast and not have to go back and have a recall.
Where we left off last time that you were on the show, like I said a couple of months ago, we were talking about the Wanda SD. That time you were finished up beta testing, you were ready to go to commercial use. That being said, how are the sales efforts coming along with the Wanda SD, Pool Buddy, and the Atlas?
Let's take Wanda SD. Sales have started. They're a little bit slow, just like anything else. What we are finding out is when we the school systems had a high demand in Michigan for something like Wanda SD, but by the time you go through the approval cycles and whatnot through the superintendent's office and to the school board and whatnot, it's taken a lot longer to be able to get all this. It's just like selling to municipalities; they just
right.
Check, right? So that's the difficult part. But we are talking to literally hundreds of people a week, we're completely booked up this week in terms of being able to do show and tell for Wanda SD. So that's where SD stands. Wanda SA, which is the jewel of these vehicles, is being on the floor right now, being tested. And the way that works is you put Wanda SA out in a learning mode. It scans the floors, figure out where the walls are, where the tables are, and then it presents that map to you on a laptop or a tablet, and then you mark up the points as to how you want this particular mobile robot to travel. So you go home in the evening, and the robot comes out of its dock or whatever you want to call it, its home, and then goes to point A, like just exactly right, how you told it. And then when it finishes up sanitizing that, then it'll go to point B and point C. After it finishes up the route, it'll send you a text message saying route completed. If it didn't complete the route because somebody decided to leave a door locked or decided to leave five or six obstacles, it'll go straight back to where it came from. It's not going to use its own intelligence to be able to say, oh, I can go around the box, even though it can, because you don't know what's exactly on the other side, and you do not want to mess around with other people's property when it wasn't programmed to go do that. So that's Wanda SA. The next one, which is ready for pilot project now, is something called PoolBuddy. That is, yep, a 1,000-kilogram vehicle, 1,000 kilograms payload. And that is ready for pilot. We have two or three candidates we are talking to. Some of them are Fortune 10, Fortune 15 companies, but nobody has yet authorized us to be on their plant floor. We're working on the paperwork, we're working on the rest of the insurance requirements and whatever else is needed. So that's what's happening with PoolBuddy. With Atlas, we have a breakthrough on navigating without infrastructure. We are now actually beta testing at a much smaller scale. This is portion of the work is done overseas as well. It's coming together to be announced probably sometime first quarter of next year.
Can you give us an update on the new facility and production rate? Where are we at on that?
Oh, so the new facility looks pretty cool. It is now designed in such a way for the work to percolate, in a streaming manner. But the more innovative idea there is that we actually, when we want to transport our parts, we actually let Wanda do the transport. So we utilize our own vehicle to make the other vehicles, which has interested me in the past before. And I often ask the question saying, hey, when a large company makes these vehicles, why don't they use that to produce itself? And three other companies, which I don't want to name, that I work for, you always ask the question saying, why don't we use our own vehicles to produce the vehicles? And the answer is, the conveyor lines are much better. We'll go with that. In reality, it really is not. But, you already have capital that you already plowed into it. It's already paid for, so everything becomes a freebie. Basically, the accountants look at it and go, I don't think we're changing this 40-year-old line, no matter how inefficient it is. The payback is humongous, so it doesn't happen. But we are a brand-new company. We are a young company. We don't have old conveyors. Basically what we decided to do is that we'll just continue on utilizing our own vehicles to produce our own vehicles. So that's happening. We're basically capable of producing one Wanda a day. We can easily up it a little bit, but we don't want to do that, and we can't do that, honestly, because we have supply chain issues as well. Not all the material that we order is coming on time on the dock, as people are promising. So we got to be careful that you can't run this thing full bore and then find out, now you got to shut down for 1 or 2 weeks, which I don't want to do, because it is an intricate matter how you put it together and how you test this. And you don't want to have a lull in there. I'd rather be where we are at and then ramp it up as the supplies become ample and the orders also get a match in. So that's what's happening with the new facility, but it looks really cool. At some point in time, we'll post a video of it once some of the other enhancements are completed.
I want to change gears here and talk about metrics. Your stock's trading at around 3.6 cents to 4 cents a share. Your market cap is under $5 million, which personally myself, and this is my personal opinion, your company is grossly undervalued. That being said, what's the next big thing for RGGI, and what's the catalyst that's going to bring that to fruition, if you will, say over the next two or three quarters?
Okay, so what's going to happen is once we start announcing sales, I expect it to be reflected on price per share. That's one. But the second thing is, as we sign on with other larger companies to pilot some of the vehicles we have on hand, that is going to add tremendous amount of credibility us as being a bona fide material handling supplier. There's already one company we are working very closely with, which we will have to make an announcement here fairly soon, because some of our equipment is headed onto their show floor outside Chicago. And when anybody who is in the process of looking at material handling will be looking at both Wanda and Pool Buddy at some point in time in Atlas. I think that all this is going to come to a convergence pretty much before the first quarter is over, meaning we will have sales of Wanda SA in full bore. Pool Buddy will already be out of pilot, hopefully by then, and Atlas should be going into pilot. And there's a facility that is going to show this thing very, very well. Happens to be outside Chicago, which is exactly the kind of marketplace we can be into, because it's a pretty blended marketplace. Pharmaceuticals are there, small auto suppliers are there, some food processors are there, all these people, needing the Pool Buddy kind of vehicle, somewhere down the road there. So believe it or not, somebody has asked us to go ahead and actually put a little Zamboni on a Pool Buddy. Think about that. So instead of having one Zamboni, you'd have four of them going in four different corners and be done with real quick. So, but yeah, you get ideas like that, but you'd have to vet them out and see how practical it is. Yeah, no, as people begin to see this vehicle, they'll get a lot more ideas as to how to utilize it in different load handling frames.
Well, first of all, I want to thank you for coming back on the show. We got about 20 or 30 seconds left. What is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
Watch out for the big news that's going to come out, and it deals with our traffic control software that is called Botway Express. That is the key to being able to have very intelligent automation, without doing any harm, to the systems that already exist out there. But that's going to be the next big thing, key component to Industrial 4.0.
Parse, thank you so much for coming back on the show. You know, I'm a big fan of what you're doing out there. Hopefully you'll come back on in the next 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Oh, we will. We certainly will. Thank you for this opportunity to showcase RGGI.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.